this topic of the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin. What we've done so far is noted, just to get back to the structure, that the Torah itself, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, treat or present Kiddushin and Nisuin in very different manners. That's number one. Right, the Torah is very clear about what Kiddushin is. It's much less clear how to define and even what role Nisuin plays. That's why we have to scramble a bit in that respect. Not only does it present things differently, again, Torah Shebaalpeh, the first Mishnah in Kiddushin, Aisha Niknes, the first Mishnah in Ksuvos, the reason that we're doing a bit of a Hakdama is because the Mishnah doesn't, Mishnayos and Ksuvos don't really cooperate, with us in that respect. It's Aisha Nises, right? Biyoma Ravi. We're already up to the point of what day of the week is a proper time for a wedding. But what happened to what is the definition? What's the Hagdara of Nisuin? What are the methods of Nisuin? And so on. In addition to that, I've been suggesting that maybe this isn't just, although it's hard to know this always, that maybe it isn't just a coincidence that the Torah's treatment is more ambiguous in Nisuin than it is in Kiddushin. Maybe that's because Nisuin's role as phase two, but also specifically what phase two does, is fundamentally different than phase one. It just, this is what we've been pursuing, the possibility that Kiddushin is very defined and Kinyan-oriented and creates an Aishas Ish and so on, whereas Nisuin, what it adds is very, very important, as we'll see, as important. But just it's important, and its contribution is just very different, right? It's and as such, that's reflected in the Torah's treatment, and also the fact that it is more flexible in two senses. Number one, there may be a number of methods of Nisuin. That's one of the topics that we're going to do right at the beginning when we start going straight, right? Because already the Gemara talks about higiazman velo nisu. We've made reference to it already. That ochlos mishalov, ochlos betruma. Number one, you can seemingly substitute for nisuin. We'll see whether it's daraisa, drabana, and what the scope of it is, by virtue of higiyas mamvelu, just hitting the calendar date, right? That check, not an X, but the check on the calendar. Once you reach it, but then the Gemara also discusses what happens if you reach the date of the calendar, and pierce anida. Let's say she's anida at that point. And then there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, famous Shitas HaRambam that we've already referred to. Is there such a thing as a Kupas Nida or not? Anyway, it becomes, already the beginning of the Masechta, the Hagdara of Chuppah is very, very important, both for Yigi Azman and for the particular obstacles that we're talking about. How do they relate to the real possibility of doing the Suet? But the question is whether all that's just coincidental, that's the ambiguity, and possibly the flexibility. By flexibility, I mean maybe there's more than one way to achieve Nisuin, even though we don't have Xeris HaKosovs to teach us that. Maybe, as we've been discussing, maybe Nisuin for different people or different stages has a different definition. Maybe Nisuin of a Ketana is different than Nisuin of an Almana, both of which are different than Nisuin of a Besula. Okay. They accomplish the same effects, usually, in terms of Chenek, in terms of Sherksus Viona, in terms of Heteri Shalabala, in terms of Yerusha Tumana Faris Nadarim. But if, for some reason, you would prefer, at least as a preference, maybe even more so, a different way of accomplishing that goal, that's a very remarkable thing. We don't have that in Kiddushin. No one ever said, Kiddushin of an Almana or Kiddushin of a Ketana, it doesn't work, in the same way. So that these are very remarkable things. The idea that maybe you have extra choice, or in other words, that you define the method of accomplishing the institution differently, highlights a certain, as I say, flexibility, and in general gives you the impression that Nisuin is more an effect oriented than a Maisa oriented. It's more the what you've accomplished and symbolically, the stage that you're relating to, then it is like a typical, trigger action, kinyan, maisa, chalos, more formal kind of a thing. That's just how we started, just before we did anything. And from there, we've gone to analyzing the role of Das in Kiddushin and Nisuin, noting the Isra Hava Mina that Nisuin would be Bal Karkach even if Kiddushin is not, and if so, are there echoes of that Lamaskana? And then from there, we proceeded to analyze, well, what is the status of Das in Kinyan Kiddushin? Because if Das is, depending on what Das is in Kiddushin, that's going to be the way that we, the framework in which we assess, you know, the comparison or contrast to Nisuin. So what we have been trying to do the last year was to try to figure out in broad terms, does Kiddushin require the same level of Das Makne and Das Kone as a regular Kinyan, or more or less? It would require more because it's Yetziras HaChalos, it's the creation of a new entity, a transcendent entity, as we'll discuss, called Eishes Ish or Ishus. It isn't just a typical Kinyan, which requires ascent, that it shouldn't be Bal Karkach, and that it requires ascent. This is something where the Das, you know, will be very critical in generating the whole framework of Ishus and the concept of Eishes Ish. That's why it would require more. Then the question is, and what about Nisuin? Because if Nisuin doesn't require that, then that would be highly, highly significant. Maybe Nisuin requires, you know, what you require in a typical Kinyan, but not this excessive amount, or maybe even less, which would be even more. Maybe it isn't a Kinyan at all. The other alternative is that that Kiddushin requires less than a typical Kinyan. That seems counterintuitive, but there's some evidence for it. That would be explained either if you took, you know, the view, like the Ran and the Darim, that the husband's role is so powerful, ki yikach ish isha v'lo ki tilakach isha l'ish, that at least her part, the das makne, the das kone may be stronger, but the das makne, for therefore, is weaker. Shavi atzma kehefker, basically. That's the Ran in the Darim. Or the idea that dafka, because you're not acquiring something, it's an agreement between them, it's a relationship, so therefore maybe the levels of das are less. Again, intuitively you would think that it would be more, but the point is it's not a typical Kenyan. Or to say something like the Tashbetz, and that is that since she is also the Dovra Nikna, in addition to being the Makna, so maybe we treat her as a Nikna, having less of a requirement of Das. Either way, we're examining his Das and her Das to see whether or not they're equal, more or less, in Kiddushin than the typical. And what we did for that was to try to analyze the Havamin and the Maskana of Bal Karcha. Right, is there such a serious Havamin at all? If so, what do we mean Bal Karcha? What is a Havamin and what is a Maskana? And that in terms of Taluya Vizavin Zbinizini, the Rajba in the Havamina, but a suggestion that you could veer from the Rajba and the Maskana. Taluya Vakani, Kinyan o Kinyan, right, in light of the Itur and the Rambam, the Avnei Miluim, is that different in Kiddushin? Haskama la'achar zman, right, the discussion of Rebbe Yonason HaKohen Milunil. The Tashbetz actually seems to contrast the question of Kinyan versus Hakdasha. In other words, in Kiddushin in general, the language of Kiddushin, as the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin the Beis Amud Beis, the Osar Akula Alma Kehekdesh. And then the Gemara of Zion in Kiddushin, again, this is not our topic right now, but it's important to know this, speaks about, you know, being Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, you know, Pashta Kiddushin Bekula. To what extent is Kiddushin patterned after Hektish? So actually, that Tashbetz discusses, you know, part of the discussion is Ha'isha Niknes versus Ha'ish Mekadesh, right? There are two issues, right? The focus on her, the focus on him, in other words, a passive or an active verb. But the other one is the language of Kedusha as opposed to the language of Kenya. So that's where the Tashbetz basically says, oh, you know, if you were to say Ha'ish Mekadesh, then, you know, that would be, you know, a problem. That's what Itamar brought up the other day. That would be a problem of Ein Adam Oser Davar, Ein Adam Makdish Davar, Shein Shalom. But if you talk about it, Kinyan, he says, then maybe it's the opposite. Then maybe there really would be Bal Karcha. That's how he interprets the Gemara's perspective. You know, had it been Kinyan, then it would be Kiddushin Bal Karcha. But since it's also Ha'ish Mekadesh, you know, therefore, in an Osa Davar Shenishal. But again, the thrust of all of that is to basically say that there is such a possibility as Bal Karcha from a Kenyan point of view. The Gilyoni Ashas, when he quotes this Tashbait, says, oh, I might have thought the opposite, and he actually integrates the Ran into the discussion. Either way, in addition to that, there's also the connection to Get, which we spoke about, the Talmud of Rajba. I mentioned there were four good reasons why Get might be Bal Korcha, and depending on, you have to plug them in to see what about the Hava Min of Kiddushin and what about the possibility of Nisuin. I'm not going to go through them again. Then the question of whether or not there's a separate Xeris HaKasuv in Kiddushin, either, V'Hocha V'Hoysa V'Shakeres V'Yatza V'Hoysa, or the Pasuk in Bereishis, maybe that's about Nisuin, or not, or we treat this as a typical Kenyan. Basically, what emerges from this are three clear shitos, possibly some regarding Das of the Baal, some regarding Das of the Isha, but some perspectives which basically lead us to think that Kiddushin is a typical Kenyan, others that it's a Kenyan which requires a higher level of Das, that's what most indications are, and a few here and there, especially about Das HaIsha, but not only Das HaIsha, that maybe you would require less. I mentioned the I think I mentioned briefly that Rav Chaim, this is Mipi HaShmua, meaning this is the Rav in the name of Rav Chaim, I don't know if it's written elsewhere, used to bring two rayas that Gittin v'Kiddushin require a higher level of Das. One is that the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, did I mention this already? I just wanted to clarify it more though. The one is that the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin counts Das among the 10 requirements of a get. Right in the beginning of Hilchos Geirushin, the Rambam, you know, has a list. Just note that anyway, that's important. You know, Nashim literacy. Ein Aishim is Kareshes, Ala Biksad Sheagila, Biksad Zewa Nikra Get. The Asar Advarim, this is Perak Aleph Halach Aleph, Asar Advarim, Hein Ikara Gerushin, Minatara of Elohim. These are the 10 primary ingredients of a get, says the Rambam. Then he goes on and he lists them. Now one of them is, and all of them are Minatara, Minayin Shasar Advarim Elohim Minatara, Shunemar, etc. One of them is, one second, one of them is a to be Midas. And so on. So the question is, the first one is, so Rabbi Chaim was bothered, why does that have to be one of the 10, you know, Dvarim of the Get? Ikar Dvarim of the Get. Why isn't it that's just very obvious? Definitely, he is the makne in the case of Gittin, and every Kenyan requires Das. Right, so why is the Rambam spelling out the requirement of Das? The other things mostly are things that really are unique to a get. Right, but this is the first one. Yigarish b'ksav lo b'davar acher. That's not typical of Kenyanim. Shinin sha haksav shegirsha v'isira mikenyano. Meaning it has to be explicit in the nusach of the get, you know the davar that it's krisus and so on, davar karis bein olaveina, right mitaris lechaladam, shi'inyana davar karis bein olaveina, shi'inichtav l'shma, shliyim achusar maisa, achar kisibaso, shi'itnenala, shi'itnenala b'fnei edim, shi'itnana b'toris gerishin, shi'abalo shlucho u'shanosnala. So all the other things we understand, but the requirement of das seems superfluous. So Rav Chaim thought that proves that, in addition to the regular din of Das Begerishin, I'm sorry, Das Bekinyanim, there's an additional dimension, something specific to Gittin, of Das Begerishin. He also thought, that's what I mentioned the other day, because we were talking about Talui Vizavin, that the Hu Shayoma Rotsani, the Rama mentions this twice. One is Nichols Gerishin, the other is regarding Karbanos. You know, the Ravid mentions it also in Nechasishos, etc. There's a big debate about it in general. There's a lot of the discussion in the Nos HaKelim about it, both about the Rambam and the Ravid Shita. But if Talmud Vezavin is Vini Zvini, why would you need in some places the Hushiyama Rotsani and other places not, assuming that we're selective about it? So Rav Chaim thought, again, that is because if we were dealing with a regular requirement of Das for Kinyanim, so Agavon Segomar Makni is enough. you don't need an additional Behu Sheyomar Rotzani. But this is consistent with the fact that the Rambam counts the Ratzon HaBaal, right, as the first of the ten Dvarim. So, you know, cumulatively, again, all this works very well for the idea that the Rambam requires a higher level Das in Kiddushin. I was just adding that the Rambam has a double formulation in Perek Dalet Hilchos Isha Salacha Aleph, where Eini Shem Miskadeshes Ela Midaita, right, V'Mekadeshes Isha Bal Korcha Eina Mekudeshes. That too, right, seems to accentuate Das in Kiddushin. Again, when the Rav quoted this in the name of Chaim, he quoted it as a din in Gittin v'Kiddushin across the board. And as far as I know, in general, and we'll discuss Eidei Kiyum in just a couple of more minutes, but Reb Chaim's view was, you know, to treat Eidei Kiyum of Gittin and Kiddushin the same as well, and it's also part of this particular story. In my opinion, my personal opinion, I think, you know, while I think it is true that, 100% true, that Rambam has a requirement of Das, both in Gittin and Kiddushin, that transcends regular Kinyanim, I think that the fact that he lists Das as one of the ten requirements of Get and explicates Rotzani, Dafka, and Hilchas Gerushin is perhaps not coincidental. I also happen to think that this is part of a larger topic, I'm not going to go into details of this now, but I'll just mention one or two points very quickly, that possibly he thinks that the role of Eidei Kiyum is different in Gittin and in Kiddushin. And again, the short part of the story is that maybe the Rambam holds that the fact that Get is Bal Korcha De'isha, namely that it is a unilateral experience, or, you know, prerogative, already establishes that Das Lagarish plays a different role in Gittin than it does in Kiddushin. Kiddushin is a consensual act, right? Everything until the moment where she agrees is preparatory. Okay. There's still a Maisa Kiddushin in formation, but basically it's, you know, the critical moment, as I like to call it, is the moment, you know, where there is a consensual agreement, where she agrees, or at least she doesn't, you know, disagree, to become his wife. Whereas in Gerushin, there's a lot of evidence, and the Rav himself thought that this was true, he just obviously didn't think it was true with regard to these two points. There's a lot of evidence in Gerushin that, you know, the decision to be Megaresh, and the preparation of the Get, or the various stages of the Get along the way, itself are part of the Maisa Gerushin. And I don't mean to say by that if he doesn't follow through and implement or execute the giving of the Get properly, that anything, you know, tangibly happens. It doesn't. Because he has to give her the Get. It has to be Benassim Biyad. Although that's, the ten requirements include, you know, it has to be given to her, it has to be given to Torah's Gerushin, it has to be given by him or his Shliach. I mean, the Bitsua HaGet is very important. Without it, the Gerushin is not Chal. However, what I am saying is that since he could do this, Bal Karcha, so the earlier stages aren't just preparatory. They already have a chalos of Das Ligarish. That's reflected in certain Dinim Drabanan, in terms of, you know, her already being Asura Lo, even before he actually gives her the Get in some cases. But it also explains many things. You know, we'll get to one of them in Daf Gimel here in Ksuvas. But basically, there's evidence that these aren't just, you know, preliminary and preparatory for the big moment, but on the contrary, the big moment is kind of an anticlimactic completion of what really happens at the moment of the decision to start the process. And every stage of that decision, even before the Nesinas HaGet, is considered to be like a further progression in the Gerushin. And I think that affects many things, including the way that we look at Eidei Kiyum, etc. So I think that might be the reason why the Rambam spells out, because it always bothered me a little bit, you know, Hilchos Gerushin comes after Hilchos Ishus. If it were, what the Rambam wanted to say in his Rotzani and in his, you know, 10 conditions of the Get, you know, were applicable equally to Gittin v'Kiddushin, so one would think that they, you know, would be spelled out in Hilchos Ishus, you know, which comes before Hilchos Gerushin. I still think it's absolutely 100% true, as we've already a little bit seen, and we'll see further today, that the Rambam believes that the requirement of Das and Kiddushin is higher than Kinyanim. I just think that, in addition to that, Gerushin has an added dimension, and that is Das Lagaresh, by virtue of Daraisa being Bal Korch. Anyways, the point of all of this is, and then we had a little brief discussion about Kicha Kicha, which I'll get back to as well, that Kicha Kicha and Katana, with regard to Katana, certainly it emerges that the Rambam has high requirements for Kiddushin. What emerges from all of this is that there's a lot of evidence that Kiddushin requires a higher level of Das. And when you take that same perspective and then you wonder or you try to apply it to Nisuin, so the possibility that Nisuin is either a typical level of Das or even less, right, creates an important contrast. Again, we could still partially explain it by the Tziruf factor, or by virtue of the fact, if we were to argue that Nisuin is the completion of Kiddushin and therefore it kind of is Nigrar Achar, the, you know, Ramah, the level of the Kiddushin. But certainly equally forceful is the idea that Nisuin is just a totally different beria, and it's not a Kinyan or Kinyanesque in its focus at all. And consequently, the whole idea of even regular Das, again, that doesn't mean it can be Bal Korcha. If it could be Bal Korcha, that would be even more sensational. But again, what we have seen is that, you know, there is such a Havamina, even if Kiddushin is not. And certainly we've seen in the context of Katana, both in the Rambam's formulation and in the view and the dispute between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, that there are even echoes lahalacha that Nisuin is treated differently. The fact that the Rambam has a strong formulation in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, the double formulation, and nothing like it, no, not even a word, in Perek Yud, Hilchos Ishus, of a parallel requirement of Das and Nisuin, is surely significant. And then the final thing that we talked about was, there's even a debate between the Achronim, whether you need Eidei Kiyum in Das HaIsha Mikidusha. So that could be a debate about the scope of the requirement of Eidei Kiyum, certainly. In other words, if you say anything that relates to the effect of Kiddushin requires Eidei Kiyum, which we'll discuss in just a minute, then, you know, it doesn't have to mean that Das is on a higher level. And then you have to compare it to the discussion about Minui Shlichus, Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus Halacha Tezvav, Perek Vav Hilchos Gerushin, as well as Perek Zayin Hilchos Ishus Halacha Chaf Gimel, or Chaf Aleph, Chaf Gimel, one of the two, about Tanai, Bitola Tanai. But certainly, it's very appealing to say that Eidei Kiyum is a requirement in the Ikar Davar HaMakadesh, and the debate in the Achronim is whether or not Das is just, you know, a Ma'akev, or Das is a positive requirement in order to create the Chalos of Ishus. So that's where we're up to. Then I want to turn my attention, that's what I want to do now, to the question of Eidei Kiyum itself. If there's a debate whether Eidei Kiyum applies to Das in Kiddushin, and there's a possibility that you don't require that kind of Das in Nisuin at all, even though it can't be Bal Korcha, so then it, you know, raises a much more basic question, and that is there a requirement of Eidei Kiyum in Nisuin? Again, before we discuss it, you know, we should just talk about the likely significance of it. So again, in light of what I said a second ago, the more you think that Eidei Kiyum is a general requirement in Ishus, you know, the more likely you are to extend it to different things without saying much about them, you're saying more about Eidei Kiyum. But here, since we're not talking about Kiddushin and Eishas Ish, we're talking about Nisuin, so the idea that Nisuin would require Eidei Kiyum doesn't seem to just be, you know, part of the, you know, well, anything that's Ma'akev, because we're talking about being Ma'akev what? Not the Kiddushin. So the likelihood is that the debate whether, or the discussion, whether Nisuin itself requires Eidei Kiyum is a discussion about not so much Eidei Kiyum, but about, or not Eidei Kiyum in the widest sense, but about Nisuin itself. What it is that Nisuin adds to the mix of Ishus, and what kind of institution it really is. But again, in order to understand that more, we need to pin down this requirement of Eidei Kiyum a little bit better. Clearly, Eidei Kiyum is something that is innovative. particularly according to the Rambam. Okay, why do I say that? Why is it innovative, particularly according to the Rambam? Natanel, right? Natanel? Yeah. Why do I say that according to the Rambam in particular, Edei Kiyum is an innovative and something to keep your eye on? What is it about the Rambam's treatment of Edei Kiyum which makes me say that? What? Does or doesn't mention it? Well, if he doesn't mention it, that would be a reason to think that it's something to keep your eye on? Only in contrast to something else, but what I'm saying is, why do I think that Edei Kiyum for the Rambam is a mafteach, let's say, and therefore discussing whether it does or doesn't apply to Nisuin isn't just like, oh, you know, another, you know, halachic discrepancy maybe, but how do I know that it's like very pivotal? Or why do I think it's very pivotal? Which Rambam seems to say that Edei Kiyum is something, in Ishus, is something pivotal? I'm not 100%, but mostly seems to say that. A Rambam that we've seen already. What would you think? It wouldn't be a Rambam. Would it be a Rambam about Nisuin, a Rambam about Kiddushin, a Rambam about Gerushin? Yeah?
Seems to be the first Rambam about the aftermath in Torah.
Excellent. Very good. So, in other words, yeah, what does he say there?
Kodama in Torah hayada pagei shabashuk.
Beino levein atzmo is superfluous, right? What do you mean? Why does he add the words beino levein atzmo? Because in a second, he's going to contrast it. Okay, so by adding that, now this is history. I mean, the Rambam, it's rare. We'll discuss that also when we talk about the next small group of marmakomos. In other words, the order, the nusach of the bracha, and so on, like. The Rambam doesn't usually deal with history. There's nothing wrong with history. Don't get me wrong. But the Rambam's not a history book. Right? The Rambam's a halachic book. You know, that doesn't mean he can't make references to history. But usually, when he does make references to history, they're halachically significant. Right? He's trying to put his finger on a contrast, you know, in a different perspective. So, Beino Levein Atzmo, whoa, that already pricks our, you know, antennae. Right? Go ahead. Keep going. Yeah. So the Rambam basically, you know, and follows through with this. He basically says that the contribution of Matan, if we read the Rambam carefully, the contribution of Matan Torah, what's different about it than pre-Matan Torah, is two things. Number one, right, instead of a single phase of Ishus, there are now two. There's Eirusin, Kodem Lenisuin, because, you know, Kodem Matan Torah, Adam Pogei, Isha B'Shuk, Ratzah Hu Ratzta Hi, is basically living together. Right? Machnisa Lebesa. There's no Kiddushin, there's no Kesef, there's no Shtar, there might be Bia, but it's Bia B'Torah Nisuin. Right? So that's one. And the second one is Edekiyah. So again, that's not a proof positive. But if I tell you that, you know, there's this institution of Ishus, we make a bracha about it, you know, we even say Mekadesh Yisrael about it, and, you know, that's contrasted with, you know, what the world did, Kodem Matan Torah, there's still two ways that you could look at it. One is, you know, we kind of formalize certain things, but it's the same thing, you know, but for technical reasons, we now have given some additional requirements. Okay. But none of us instinctively, doesn't sound like the Rambam is saying that, number one, nor instinctively would we, you know, anticipate that that's what he would want to say. We're talking about a major area of life in which Matan Torah, in which Klal Yisrael's perspective is likely to be hugely different than the rest of the world or Kodem Matan Torah. But if I had to pick an area, you know, where there was going to be a discrepancy which was characteristic of Kiddushas Yisrael, you know, frankly, you know, at the top of my list would be marriage. Okay, and that's not just reconstructing and working backwards. It wouldn't necessarily be, you know, civil law. Although there, too, the discrepancies are important. Right? But it certainly would be Ishus. So when the Rambam says our two differences, one is Eirusin Kodem Nisuin, and the other one is Edei Kiyum, right, that kind tends to put those two things, you know, under a spotlight. Again, nothing I'm saying is mukrach. I totally know that. But as I think it's more than reasonable, I would even go so far as to say that it's compelling. But okay. Not constraining, but compelling. So if that's the case, so the question of Eide Kiyum, becomes, for the Rambam, very critical. I'll just contrast it just by saying one thing. There is a very perplexing Or Zeruah in the, around Daf Nun in Kiddushin, which almost seems to ignore the requirement of Eide Kiyum. I don't really understand how it fits in with the Gemara that we're going to discuss in just a second, Kiddushin Samachayim and Beis. But even more than that, it's very shocking. Okay. But the Rambam, put it this way, never ignores Eide Kiyum. And not only that, but spotlights it as a major, major development. Now, once that's true, so then the question whether or not, Eide Kiyum applies to certain things, all right, that's one issue. But I'd say, at least within an institution, to say, oh, there's Eide Kiyum in Kiddushin, that's very paradigmatic. That's really very characteristic. But, what are you going to apply it to now? Just the Maisa Kiddushin, also the Das, also the Bitul Atnai, also the Nemini Shliach Vaidim. That's already a second question. But since Nisuin is a different phase, and in a way, right, it's even stronger, the point, because, like we just said, Kodem Batan Torah Adam Pogei Yishev Shukaratza Hu Ratzta Hi is really a description of Chuppah. Right? Basically, pre-Matan Torah, there was a Chuppah without Eide Kiyum. And post-Matan Torah, there's Kiddushin, Lifnei Nisuin, and Eide Kiyum. So then whether the Eide Kiyum extend to the Nisuin is really going to be very, very telling, one would think. Okay, so that's a build-up. Right? But I believe in this build-up. That's why we're doing it. So now we should just take a step back. Having noted that according to the Rambam, this is likely to be a big deal, let's look at the evidence in the Gemara, right, for Eide Kiyum. So I mentioned there's an Or Zeruah in Kiddushin that almost inexplicably ignores it, but that's so tamua just because there's an explicit Gemara in Kiddushin. So let's talk about the Gemara in Kiddushin for a minute. What does the Gemara in the Tana, what is it going to do? Did you get a chance to see it, the Gemara in Kiddushin? Samach Hamad Beis? Yeah. So that's the Gemara, which talks about Eide Kiyum. Okay, so if we could get that up for a couple of minutes, what's the background of that Gemara? Now, what's the Gemara interested in there? Third parak of Kiddushin. A Mekadosh Bifnei Echad, Choshin or Ein Choshin LeKiddushin. And a very, very important sukkah. And there's a day in the Gemara that yes, Choshin LeKiddushin, right? Okay. So, in a way, if you look carefully at Rashi, on Samach Hamad Aleph, when the Gemara first broaches this topic, so there are really two issues, that you could zero in on. Gitano, right? What are the two issues? If I just said to you, Mekadosh Bifnei Echad, I'm putting you on the spot a lot, but I'm doing that because you could take it. No, but it's not like you these are such obvious questions, or not? Mekadosh Bifnei Echad, Choshen LeKiddushin or Ein Choshen LeKiddushin. So I came to you. You're the post saying. So what are you going to look into? What are the two topics you're going to look into here? Excellent. The status of Eid Echad as Eidus in general. How deficient is Eid Echad? Right? Is Eid Echad considered to be Eidus? Or not? That's question number one. Question number two, maybe Eidus isn't enough, you need what we're calling Eide Kiyum. Right? So there's an objective Eidus question, Eide Echad is an Eidus question. The reason I mention that is, we're not going to go into much detail of that right now, is if you look at Rashi Al-Attar, when Rashi first brings up the idea that Eide Echad might, if you say Choshen LeKiddushin, what does Rashi say there? Tano? Did you happen to pick up on it? What's that? On Samach Hamad Aleph. Not in the Mishnah, but on the when the Gemara first, I think it's on Samach Hamad Aleph. Just an interesting. Oh, there you go. Second. Gemara has a whole Shaka Matar, yeah? Okay, good. There's interesting Rashi here. I think it's on the Chayim Bet Aleph. You have to be looking for it a little bit. The Ilei Ke'edim. V'afilu moda mai aser b'korosan al pi atzmo hal einen kiddushin afilu dvarav dina mi omar beidachad hava kiddushin b'shashneim modim hecha de ein eid achad lo amras de eid achad chashiv l'chayiv shvua b'dine mamanas hukach be'ervanami chashivi l'yiskayim kiddushin b'fano b'vad sheyu shneim modim. That's just an interesting Rashi. Rashi basically says, is the basis of Mekadosh b'fnei eid achad, let's say, choshesh in the kiddushin, even the chumrah. Just you don't need anything, and hodos baldin kemedim dami would be enough. Or eid achad is something. So Rashi there quotes the fact that eid achad and dinei mamonis is mechayev shvuah. Very interesting, because he could have said eid achad being mechayev shvuah doesn't prove anything, doesn't prove that it's Eidos. Maybe that's like an extended Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin, Eid Echad is Neman Bishvua. Eid Echad is not Neman B'Mamanus at all. That's a whole big, massive topic. Later on in Samach Yomid Beis, when Rashi is trying to explain, you know, in the other direction, he says, oh, what? There's a Chiyuv Shvua, it's Eid Echad. You know, that's nothing. That's just a Chiyuv Shvua. Right? That's when he goes, you know, the other way in that. Second. Erechod b'akchasha. Dika chad sada de makrishle mi mehemen. Afil lo makrishle hi. Lekin le man damar de inechod ba el l'shvua. B'hacha shvua lo shaycha. They're dismissing the significance of Erechod b'shvua. Is Erechod b'shvua a reason to think that Erechod is Eidos? Or a reason to think that it's only a kind of, it's for our purposes now, kind of nemanos. Okay. But when we're considering the possibility that mekadosh b'fnei eid achad chosh shel kiddushin, even though hodas baldin kemedim dami without eid achad would be nothing, right? Then Rashi's saying, yeah, maybe there's enough shem eidos here. An interesting question. So one issue is, what is the status of eid achad? The second question is, even if Eid Echad is Eidos, maybe it's not enough for Kiddushin. Okay. So, does the Gemara use the Tano? Does the Gemara use the expression Eid Kiyum here or not? No. Does the Gemara ever use the expression Eid Kiyum? Where did that expression historically come from? I'm really being particularly cruel to the Tano. Not cruel. Does that expression appear in the Gemara there or not? Not in this part, you're 1,000% right. Right, what does the Gemara say in the end? Chosh in the Kiddushin or in Chosh in the Kiddushin? First the Gemara says, why not? Let's just go through that part of the Gemara quickly. You have it there? Samechei Omud Beis. Gemara raises the question, then the Gemara gets back to it, says, my Havala, right? One second. My Havala. Right. So it's machlokas, right? Tano, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Omale. Oh. Meaning, is that a good question or not? Important or not? Is this a key line in the Gemara or just like routine shaklavatarya? You might say there's no such thing as routine shakam time. I like that. Particularly a key line or not? Here's the Gemara zeroing in, right? The Tano? Right, what's the Gemara saying? If you're treating this like dover dover mimamon, right? Then hodas badin should work. Kemedim dami. So the Havamina is that the role of Edim in Kiddushin, that's a Havamina, is no different than the role of Edim in Dini Mamanis, and in both cases can be substituted for by Hodas Baldin Kim Edim Dami. Okay? Let's assume for the moment that Hodas Baldin Kim Edim Dami in this Gemara, this is a big debate, it's going to be a Ksuvah's topic actually later on when we get to when we get to where? Talal is like a Ksuvah's person already. Very good. Shavu nafshe chaticha di isura on daf tesam alp is the isur equivalent of hodas baldin kemedim dami on the mamon side. Okay, those of you you know who were here a couple years ago, we learned about metzia, so we did the hodas baldin part. You could be mechalek between shavya and hodas baldin, but the questions are parallel. Namely, if you think shavya and hodas, if you think it's ischayvus bialma, then this gemara makes no sense. Because if you don't believe the kiddushin took place, his chaybus cannot be a basis for kiddushin. She doesn't become an ashesish because of his chaybus. Clearly, the Gemara's hava mina was twofold. Hodos baldin kemedim dami is a kind of nemanus, right? But that's all you need is nemanus. I mean, edus nemanus birur. That was the hava mina. Then it says, and that's based on the role of edim and the equivalence of hodos baldin to that. Right? In Mammon, it's Dover Dover Mi Mammon. Oh. So what does the Gemara say? The Tano, go ahead. Yeah. So this becomes a very important line. Right? Because here the Gemara is telling you that any time it's Loka Chayv Lachrini Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami works. Otherwise, right, you require two Edim. But you can read that line in the Gemara, let's say, in two or three different ways. Okay. One way is, you could say, oh, here's where the Gemara is telling you that Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami isn't really Nemanus or Edus. It's a kind of Ischaibus. Therefore, it only applies, that's the reason that it applies only when it's Lo Chav Lachrini. Because anything that is Chav Lachrini, you can't be Mischai of someone else to something. If we believe you, again, we'll get back to this when we talk about Shavya on Daftes, but if we believe you, then belief, in theory, is something that extends beyond, you know, yourself, your own domain. Because there's something objective about belief, all things being equal, you would think. Right? But his Chayvus is totally, totally, inherently subjective. I cannot be mischai of someone else. I can only be mischai of myself. So the Gemara may be saying here, you only say Hodas Baldin, you thought Hodas Baldin is a kind of Eidos. Wrong. It's ischaivus, and therefore it only applies lemaisa when it's lochav lachrini. That's one way to read the Gemara. It had nothing to do with us. Right? We'll save it for later on. Or, the Gemara didn't go back on that idea. The Gemara thought that Hodos Baldin Kemedim Dami was a kind of an objective Eidus or Nemanus, like the Xos thinks, for example, and others, Rishonim, certain Rishonim. So that's true even now. However, it's only considered Hodos Baldin, the Hagdara of Hodos Baldin, and the Nemanus of Hodos Baldin is only in a situation where it's Lochav Lachrini. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Otherwise, right, the ability of Hodas Baldin can be the equivalent of Edus Birur is compromised. But what the Gemara does still think is that the comparison of Davar Davar Mimamon, namely that what you require in Ishus is what you require in Mamon, namely Birur HaEmes, but nothing more, and that in theory Hodas Baldin would have given us that, except that Hodas Baldin can only be Edus Birur when it's Lochav Lachrini, that we maintain. That part of the Maskana is correct. In which case, what we typically call, it's a phenomenon that we call the Edus of Kiddushin and Gittin, Edei Kiyu. Because the Gemara didn't call it that yet. One sec, we'll get to Hemshech HaGemara in just a second. Right? And the Gemara isn't really describing it. The Gemara thought that you could accomplish the Edus of Kiddushin through Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami. Basically, it's Birur. Okay, even now, so the Gemara is saying, fine, you don't substitute Hodas Baldin and you can't get away with Eid Echad. Fine. So what do you really need? Tzorech Birur. What we call Eid Kiyum is a misnomer if you take this perspective, this Mahalach and the Sugya. Because what you really, really need is you cannot rely on someone else's Hodas Baldin because it's always Chav Lachrini, and therefore the stakes are too high because they affect other people, and maybe also the way that they affect other people, although that's not clear in the Gemara, that you know you can't rely on someone for the birur. the beer has to be objective. You need to aid it. But there's a third way to read the Gemara. Right? The Gemara isn't turning its back on Hodas Baldin as Nemanus. The Gemara is not even turning its back on... What the Gemara is turning its back on, sorry, is its Havamina that the only reason you require Eidus in Kiddushin is Birur. And the Gemara is not simply saying you do it is because of Birur, but here you require Tzorech Birur. You can't leave it to chance. You can't really rely on someone else. Right? What the Gemara is saying is that the requirement of Eidim is unique. It transcends Birur. Now, the reason we call it Eide Kiyum, although no one ever spelled this out so clearly, probably has to do with the continuation of the Gemara. Read the continuation of the Gemara just for a second, Netanyahu. So what do you make of this Gemara? What's a safek?
The weather, the requirement of Shnei Eidim is just so that somebody cannot deny that the event happened, or maybe...
Now, that's Birur.
Or
and therefore, if there's Odas Baldin and there's no Chav Lachrini, it should be totally fine. Right? Udilma. So what do you make of the language? This is where the language of Edikium comes from, just that most people don't realize it. Right? Just, it's so shagur bepinu that, we call Edus and Gittin v'Kiddushin Edikium, that people don't realize the Gemara doesn't use that language in Gittin v'Kiddushin. It only uses the language in the Havamina when it's talking about Dine Mamanis. The Gemara's mistapek whether or not a monetary transaction requires Edus l'kaime milsa, or only, what's the Gemara's conclusion, Amalahu? Which means? Eid beer is enough, and therefore, if it's lo chav lachrini, right, then even odos baldin kemedim dami is enough. Either as Eid beer or as eschaibus, one or the other. Correct? But the what got registered here as a havamina, right, even a nidcha havamina, which again confirms that, shaka vataryas are very critical, is this language of l'kiyume milsa. So it's not just a language, it's a mentality. So now, what's fascinating is, and again, I can't prove this, I don't know if people even say this, but it's clear that this is what happened to me. It's clear to me this is what happened. Once the Gemara introduces this language, and then you go back and you read the Shakla Vitarya about Chav Lachrini, Lo Chav Lachrini, and the role of Eide Kiyum, or we call Eide Kiyum, So then the language, the nidcha language, right, resonated with people as what you need in Gittin v'Kiddushin. Is it true that lo yibrisadi al l'shakri in Gittin v'Kiddushin? That's the debate, right? So just to highlight the debate, for this is where the linguistic thing came from, but to highlight the debate, right, a lot is going to depend on the scope of and the concept of what? Scope and concept of what? Kevin? What line in the Gemara? What other line in the Gemara? Shai? Nothing esoteric. What we've already said, but Isaac? No, not so much that. We know what that means. Oh, Kalan Yoni, is it fair to Kalan Yoni? Of course. Chav Lachrini. Right? What does it mean, right, that in Chav Lachrini, right, Hodas Baldin Gemedim Dami doesn't work? So here you have a very important machlokas Rishonim. Right? What in what sense is Kiddushin Chav Lachrini? And that might tip us off as to what the nature of this factor really is. So what does Rashi say about Chav L'Achrini? Shai? What?
I didn't see
any. What does it say? What's the first name again?
Yoni.
Yeah. So what's he saying?
Effectively, that all the person is losing out is him, himself.
As opposed to?
It goes to others.
So what are the others in Kedusha?
So it's the clothing of the woman.
Oh, you have to read that part. Exactly.
He didn't say it.
What?
Explain what he's saying.
So, it's the Krovin, basically. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Rajba Alatar in Kedushin Samachemet base says Rashi's saying the difference, the reason it's Kavla Krini is because of the Krovim. So can you imagine a case where there's a Kedushin without relatives? Can there be a Kedushin without relatives? Jonathan?
Yeah.
Who? There can be a case of Kedushin. I'm not saying whether the relatives were invited to the wedding.
A Geren Agioras.
Geren Agioras. That's what the Rajba asks, right? That's what you were going to say too. Well, I was just being rhetorical.
I was thinking a Sufi, but that works too.
You were thinking of what?
I was thinking a Sufi, but that works.
A Sufi?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's like
a
this.
Sufi,
you know. I'm not sure.
Sufi has.
I mean, a Sufi has relatives, but just the fact that you think of a Sufi is good. Anyway. That's like, what do they call it these days? Out of the box. Okay, that's good. Anyway, the point is, right, that what do we really mean Chav L'Achrini, meaning other, that there are other people who are affected? The more you think of it in terms of his chayvus, let's say, you know, or edibirur, then, yeah, you have to have, like, why are we more worried about all this? But if we say that what the Gemara really is saying is, when it says Chav L'Achrini, that there's something called Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar. And by the way, that would explain the Kemshik of the Gemara, in the sense that where did the Gemara get this Safek from? Like all of a sudden the Gemara is a Safek. Yeah, it does, again, it could be. All of a sudden they have a Safek in Dini Mamunus, whether Eidus is Biru or Kiyum. Right? What I'm suggesting is that the Gemara has just said, what? Eide Birur, in theory, applies to Ishus too, but it's Chav L'Achrini. Or, the Gemara is saying, if it was Eide Birur, in Achanami, at least, you know, Bekadish Pnei Echad might be something. Right? But it's Chav L'Achrini, therefore you need something else. You need the presence of witnesses, not just to prove what happened, right? Not just even to provide a guarantee of proof of what happened, but you need it because that's part of the Hagdara of Ishus. So then the Gemara says, oh, yeah? There's something called Eidus L'Kiyum Milsa. Do you need that in Dini Mamunus too, in a transaction, in a Kenyan? Maybe you don't need it in Nezek, you know, but maybe you need it in every Kenyan, right? That might be the implicit. Hard to know. That's a total speculation of mine. I just know that at some point, I don't know when in history, I don't think it's so hard to figure it out. I just have never, you know, tried particularly, because it doesn't matter to me so much. At some point in history, we started calling Gittin V'Kiddushin's Eidus Eidekiyum. And, you know, the origin is definitely in the Shaklavatari of this Gemara as a Havam, you know, which is Nidchad for Dine Mamanis, but which comes immediately after and is in Masachet Kiddushin. It's not above Basra, right? This line of Chav L'Achrini. So basically there are two ways to understand Chav L'Achrini. Tosis and Gittin, Dav Dalet, Omid Aleph, not for details or not for now, discusses what, who learned Gittin here? Shai. What? Are you Korel Mafreya?
Yeah,
I hear that. Yeah, but you for sure learned the Tosis on Dav Dalet. It's inconceivable for anyone to learn Gittin and not learn Tosan Davdal, because part of the whole Eide Kasima Kardisi, Eide Masira Karsi. Right? So Tosas there wants to know, or is discussing the requirement of Eide Kiyum, right? So the famous Rabbeinu Tam, many times, even if you hold Eide Kasima or Karsi, you need Eide Kiyum right, whatever. And then he says, and how about Gittin? Do you need Eide Kiyum and Gittin or not? Well, no, if you have any Masira, great. But if you didn't have a, what would be, would Eide Kasima work according to Rabbeinu Tam alone in Gittin? The answer is no. That's what he's trying to say. Not in Kiddushin, because you need Eide Kiyum, and not in Gittin. Not in Kiddushin, but that's the Gemara in Kiddushin Samachemet base. Not in Gittin, how do you know that? There's only one Gemara about Eide Kiyum and Shas. Kiddushin Samachemet base. That's it. Makes it easier for us to zero in. That's why every line in that Shakla Vitaria is so important. That's why I was harassing for Netanel, right? So what's with Gittin? No, there's no parallel Gemara that's explicit about Gittin. So what it tells us to say there, remember? It's coming back. He knows it by heart. I knew it. You know, it wasn't a coincidence I picked Chai and put him in charge. Go ahead. Show off. Read it by heart.
You need Adam in the Shastasina.
You need what?
Adam at the Shastasina.
Why?
Because you need him.
But how do you, for why? How do you know? Where's the Chav Lachrini? But where's the Achrini? Who else is affected by this?
The Kohanim,
right? So that's the Tosfos line about the Krovim, no? About the sorry, about the Kohanim.
And the Kohen is a Gerushin, there you go, bottom.
Yeah. Right? There's a Gerushin, also La Kohen, right? Now, the Rishonim would disagree about that point. The Rajba in a number of places, not for now, but Samech Hamad Beis in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph in Yevamos, right, and then there's a whole discussion of the Ritva Nibuki Yosef there. Everybody joins this discussion about Ksav Yad, right? What about Eidei Chasima? And so on. Why? Because it's not so clear that you have a similar... That's what you have in Kiddushin and Chav Lacharini is not so. There's a debate about what that means in Kiddushin, and there's a further debate whether you have a parallel in Gittin, right? So the more, let me put it this way, the more you understand Chav Lacharini in narrower terms, by that I mean, you know, there's no Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami because it's Chav Lacharini, right? The more you understand it that way, the easier it is to say that basically what the Gemara is describing in Samech Hamad Beis is not so radical. It isn't Eide Kiyum, or what we call Eide Kiyum. It's Eide Birur, just that it's, you have to have Eide Birur, you can't chance it. Again, in a Dini Mamonos transaction, if the two of you want to trust each other, what is it, Rav Kahana and who was it? Well, you couldn't trust Rav Kahana and, who was it? Or Marzutra and Rav Ada Saba? No. Yeah, right. You could trust them if they want to trust each other. Matov, but in Kiddushin, it's Chav Lacharini, right? Other people are affected. There's no Hodas Baldin Kemedim though. Okay, so then we just have to figure out each kind. We have to identify the Chav Lacharini because it's a very pragmatic category. Kohanim enough. Krovim. What if it's a Ger and a Gioris? That's the Rajbo's discussion, right? And so on. But there's another way to read the Gemara. At least I think there is. Again, I haven't seen this, but this is how I understand this Gemara. And that is, if what the Gemara is saying is that, you know, by saying Chav Lacharini and rejecting Hodas Baldin, the Gemara is saying that there's a notion called Eide Kiyum, L'Kiyume Milsa, and then the Gemara is saying from there, oh, this Kilikiume Milsa, maybe need that in Kinyane Mamon too. Remember, the Gemara never said it by Maisa Vera or by Maisa Hezek. Okay. But maybe by Kinyane, you need Likiume Milsa. So then, Chav Lacharini isn't just a pragmatic category. Chav Lacharini, I think, becomes the way of signifying the difference between a limited narrow kinyan and a transcendent one, yitzirus achalos. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is ishus, right? There's an element of davar davar mimamon, but that only teaches us, this is the Rajba's problem, how can you say davar davar mimamon and then be mechalek? That's the Ksos also. Ksos has that big issue. He quotes the Rashba. Right? What you have to say is, Dover Dover Mimamon teaches you to Adim, but in its it gets plugged in its own context. In its own, it's a Chav La'achrini kind of a transaction. We don't just mean, oh, there's no Hodas Baldeim Kemedim Dami. There are some people who are affected. What we mean is, something that two people do that affects other people in an Iser manner is a chalos. It means you've changed definitions. You've created a new institution. That institution has far-reaching consequences. It's not the pragmatic element that's important. It's the idea of characterizing a transcendent, it's chalos. You've created a shesish with quotation marks. Right? And of course that spills over. Now, let's say Lemaisa, there's no consequences to any other party because it's a ger she nasa gioris or she kiddush gioris. Does it matter anymore? Not really. Why? Because is the chalos ishus and the status of ishus ish any different for a ger and a gioris than it is for a you know a miyuchas sheve miyuchasim an invei agefen you know the invei agefen? The same exact chalos ishus. He has 1,000 relatives. She has, you know, 10,000 relatives. And the ger and gioris, you know, have a lot of friends. Okay? Is there any difference in the chalos ha-ishus? None. It's the same davar shebekdusha. It's the same chalos. It's the same status of ishus ish. I'm guessing that that's what Rashi would have said to the Rajba. You know, don't bother me with ger and gioris. What I mean is, when there are relatives, the relatives are affected. What that indicates is that ishus is a chalos. It's a transcendent kinyan. It's a new yitzira. It affects the world. Because you created a new status, a new entity here. If lemaisa there happened not to be relatives, big deal. The problem isn't the ischaivus, right, or the birur, chance or suffix, you know, and its effect on them. Right? It's the yesod that if there were relatives, they would be affected because this isn't selling a karka or a chamor. It's a creation of, you know, a bais nemam be Yisrael, an entity. Oh, so that is what I think why the Ritva, famous Ritva in Kiddushin, says that Eidei Kiyum are fundamentally qualitatively different than Eidei Birur. Ritva says two things. Number one, if you're Mekadesh and Isha Me'achorei HaGeder, but so you at the time, I'm sorry, the Eidim are waiting Me'achorei HaGeder. At the time, you don't know they're Eidim. But Eidim happen to walk by. Right? So, is that Kiddushin? Are we choshish for that Kiddushin or not? So, a lot of Rishonim say, we're not choshish for Kiddushin Machorei HaGeder. Some of them explain because since the Ish and the Isha don't think of their Eidim, so they can always say, Meshat Anibach. It's not serious. But the Ritva says, that's not the main reason. The main reason is that unless the presence of the Eidim is known, there's no Kiddushin. The language of the Ritva, somebody could get the language, that'd be good. The language of the Ritva is without the presence of the Eidim, there is no Hagdara of Kiddushin. And therefore, this is a Chiddush, even if you say that, it's important not only that there be Eidim, but that there be an awareness of the presence of Eidim. Okay? Moreover, says the Ritva, this is one of the great lines of all time. Right? The Ritva says, there is a general debate about how you define Eidus. In Shatz. Right? We have a din of Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. We have a din of Ein Eid Na'asa Dayan. We have a din of Tchilaso V'Sofa B'Kashrus in Eidus. So what is an aid? An aid is dependent on Shas Riyah, or an aid is dependent on Shas Haggadah. That's the question. Right? And they're huge nafkamina. So we showed them debate this in Makos. Everybody learned Makos on Abav, Amin Aleph, right? Bemekayim Yedavar Akasa Benaber. You know, Rashi and Tosis, Chachmei Sfarad. Rashi, the Rajbam and Babasra, and Pidnas Adayan, seem to say Shasriya, and the Bali Tosis already say Shas Hagada. Most of the Chachmei Sfarad say Shas Hagada. Right? It's a big debate in Babasra, and Rosh Hashanah, in Ksuvis. Second parak, in all over the place. So the Ritva says something that is just you know intuitively so appealing, but it's his kiddush, and that is when it comes to the hagdara of aid, there's a difference between aidei kiyum and aidei birur. Because when it comes to aidei birur, so the hagdara of aid depends on best. Hashas got to be best. When it comes to Eidei Gittin v'Kiddushin, that depends on Shas Re'iyah. He says, that's why you should always be Makbid when you're Masada Kiddushin to be Miyached the Eidim. Right? Because the Eidim, the Shas Re'iyah, when it comes to Gittin v'Kiddushin, the Eidei Kiyum are subject to the Din of Eidei Shabbat L'Mektasa, Batla Kula. Even though most Bali Tosis and most Chachmei Sfarad go against Rashi and Rajbam and think everything depends on Shas Hagada, but not when it comes to Gittin v'Kiddushin. So this idea that the quality and even the Hagdara in terms of Riyah and Hagada of Eidei Kiyum is different than Eidei Birur, in terms of the Rishonim, the Ritva is the are you able to find it?
No.
Okay. What?
It's like Renar Mori, the Af Agad Lovin Hem Kiddushin and Kiddushin and Kiddushin. Echad lek abstuli motum ma'amatir shiyu eidim sham lefu vihigin lama hori gender. Chada dehalo chashiva eidut badavar shigutna davar tarech le'eidut.
So again, slow, that part.
Chada,
yeah.
Dehalo chashiva eidut badavar shigutna davar tarech le'eidut. Al badavar shitarech eidut mishum shikra.
Yeah. And that's the contrast between, right, lo ibri sahadi el shakri and eidei kiyum of gittin v'kiddushin. Now, I personally think that it's possible you might be machalik in the Rambam between Gittin and Kiddushin. That in Gittin, the Rambam holds Eidei Kiyum is Tzorech Birur, and at least on the Maisa Geirushin. In Kiddushin, he really holds like this Ritva, that it's a Din in Eidei Kiyum. I don't want to go into that right now, but this short part of the story is that the Rambam very much emphasizes the role of Eidei Kiyum, as we already know, to Mishanit in the Torah, right, in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. And whenever he mentions Kiddushin in Perek Gimel, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, he always says Bifnei and Bifnei and Bifnei. In Gittin, he finds it necessary to justify why, again, it's one of the 10 things that you require Eidim at the get, and he finds it necessary to provide the justification. He says, oh, why do you need Eidei Kiyum in a get? Which is strange, because Ishus is written before Geirushin. You'd think if he needed to justify Eidei Kiyum, that he would do that in Ishus. Right? It's the Chiddush of Matan Torah. So that's kind of what I was relating to before. I think at the Ram, and then again later on in Perek Tes, Halacha Lamed Beis, the Ram also repeats that Nimuk of. He basically says, how is it possible she's an Ishus Ish today? She's going to be in Boteris L'Shuk tomorrow, and we're going to rely on somebody's word for that consequence. So I think at the Rambam really just holds two things. Number one, if there is a din of Eidei Kiyum, it's in the Das Lagarish. But in the Bitsua of the Geirushin, it's more along the lines of Eidei Birur, but a necessary Eidei Birur, because it's Chav Lachrini. But in Kiddushin, I think the Rambam really holds, like the Ritva, that there's a qualitative difference, that Eidei Kiyum is the Yisum. Anyways, getting back to all of this. What about Nisuin? Do you need Eidei Kiyum or not? So clearly, depending on whether or not you understand Chav Lachrini in pragmatic terms, right, to solve a particular problem. In other words, Eidei Gittin v'Kiddushin, let's leave out Gittin. Eidei Kiddushin is like other Eidos. That's why there was a Havamina that Choshen the Kiddushin. That's why the Gemara could ask Kodos al din kemedim dam. But the Gemara answered, Chav la'akrini. The Gemara didn't turn its back on the Hava Mina. The Gemara just modified. The Gemara said, yeah, you have to adjust there. It's Chav la'akrini. You might still say, that's a low plug Chav la'akrini. Fine. But that's the idea. So then if I ask you, and what about Nisuin? There's no Gemara that speaks about any Kiyum in Nisuin. There's no Gemara that explicitly speaks about any Kiyum in Gittin. Right? So you just may want to do is the following exercise. Right? You may want to ask yourself, what question? Aminadav. What question would you want to ask yourself? Again, you're the posek. I'm asking you, does Nisuin require a kiyum? Now let's say we're going to read the Gemara the way I just said, the narrower way. So what are you going to do? What's your next step? Eliyahu?
Depends whether you want to read a process or not.
Say again? No, no, no. I'm going to get to that in a second, but... Shua? Yeah. What you're going to have to do is sit down and figure out whether or not somebody who already was miskadeshes, I mean, there was a kedushin already, but there wasn't a nisuin. Does nisuin, that the additions of nisuin qualify for chav la'akrini? Is there anybody else out there, right, who is going to be detrimentally affected by the nisuin after the erusin? Right, that's the whole world. The Krovim are all affected by the Kiddushin. And if you want to take the Rajba's view about Eish HaSish, right? Instead of Rashi's Pshat, the Rajba in Kiddushin says, but Eish HaSish, right? The whole world. Fine. So is the difference between Chenek and Skila enough of, is that Chav la'akrini from phase one to phase two? Right? But if Chav la'akrini is a direct and a pragmatic factor, and you're the posek, that's what you're going to have to do. And who does that?
The Or
Sameach. Jonathan? The Or Sameach. The Or Sameach has a big safek in Perikud Hilkosishas Halach Aleph, or base, whatever it is, where he says, by the way, do you need Edekiyum for Nisuin? Right? And then he has a very, 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 very long piece. And in that long piece, he also discusses Shlichos and Tanai, which I also want to speak about. If we don't finish today, we'll finish tomorrow. Let's try to finish up all that whole group of Marmakomas all tomorrow, if we can. And then we'll, you know, have a share in Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll pick up with the Kiddushin, Mitzvah's Kiddushin, the Su, and the Bracha, and all those things when we come back. But the point is, the Or Sameach's methodology is exactly that. He says, well, we don't know, there's no evidence. But we do know the Gemara in Kiddushin Samachem with Beis, which tells us that Chav la'akrini is Koveya. So let's just see if there's Chav la'akrini and not Chav la'akrini, and then he takes off from there in very impressive style. Okay? But, if... Yeah?
I was just going to say that there's a question about the Admin user. He just said, he talked about exactly, he listed off the different things that could be
Where's the, what number is it?
Same
analysis.
Yeah, same in Shin Sadihei, but he concludes that you do not need
it. You don't need Edekiyum because it's not Chav la'akrini. Okay. But if you take the view, so that's good to write down. What is it in Ebenezer?
Ebenezer, same in Shin
Sadihei. Okay. 395. Okay. So, however, if you interpret like I was suggesting the Ritva interprets, possibly the Rambam, certainly this was also the view of Reb Chaim, that Edei Kiyum are not just Edei Birur. I'm speculating, but again, I think this is compelling speculation, that Chav la'akrini then becomes a Mafteach to explaining the Yitzhiras HaKalos, something that transcends, that affects affecting other people, is a way of saying this isn't a Maisa de Mimela, and it's also not just a kinyan between two people. It's a creation that affects the world. It's a spiritual entity. So then, the question you have to ask yourself, is whether chuppah beyond kiddushin, right, is an added dimension, an addition to the chalos. Or is it just a matir, or just a completion, or just a maisa de mimela, which wouldn't require a kiyum? In other words, whether or not this other interpretation of chavlachrini applies. So then, even if lemaisa, right, you couldn't find an actual chavlachrini like the Avnei Nezer and the Or Sameach are seeking to find, you still might, based on the nature of chuppah, require a kiyum. And possibly vice versa as well. So Reb Chaim's view of Eidei Kiyum generally is in terms of written evidence, is based on his analysis in Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza. Okay, what happens there in Yibam V'Chalitza?
Perhaps you don't need Eidim for.
What does he talk about there? What's the issue there?
If you're in a prison, and
prison, yeah.
Well, there's no, you don't know that there's anyone around, and so the yibum, the yavam does chalitza.
Let's say you have yibum and chalitza b'li eniki.
Beino.
Good. So, is there a requirement of edikiyum or not? So the Mukhei Yosef, the Arishon would say even chalitza requires edikiyum, right? The Rambam seems to think that maybe Yibam requires Eidei Kiyum, but certainly Chalitza doesn't require Eidei Kiyum. Reb Chaim was very unhappy with the notion that Chalitza would require Eidei Kiyum. For all he says, again, we're not learning Yibam now, so, Chareshes, the Gemara seems to say, the problem of Chalitza with the Chareshes is what? Shua? The Kriya. Right, you have to. There's a text. There's a ceremony. It's hard to do that with the chareshes. Why should you say that there's no chalitza because chareshes is not a basdas? Right, the Gemara is a havamina that maybe a ketana could be subject to a chalitza. Right, the Bali Tosis think that maybe discuss why wouldn't you say, or maybe you could say that gadol omed al gabav would apply to chalitza. Says Reb Chaim, all these things prove that chalitza is a kind of a much more pragmatic transaction, and that's why we can consider the possibility that a chareshes and a ketana can participate. But no one would ever say such a thing about gittin v'kiddushin, right? That's why a katan can't be mekadesh, a ketana can only be miskadesh as al yidei avia. So Reb Chaim, in those pieces, right, draws a link between ketana, katan and ketana, the role of das on the one hand, and eidei kiyum on the other. He seems to project this kind of equation. Whenever you require a higher level of das, you also require eidei kiyum. And what he is describing is eidei kiyum of the transcendent type. He doesn't speak about Chavla Akrini, he doesn't say the other things I said, those are my filling in the blanks, but I think that they're correct. I think it's the only way to read the Gemara, if you hold that way, according to the Ritva, according to Reb Chaim, and so on and so forth. But what he does say is that there's a link between Eidei Kiyum and Das. But just to highlight that link a little further, in a controversial way, that the Rambam does not hold, there is a famous Shita of the Ravid, or quoted in the Ravid. The Ravid makes reference to it in Perek Hei, Hilchos Mechira Halachates, and is more specific in Cheskes Abatim, in Shita Mekubetzes and Cheskes Abatim, and Av Mem, that there would be possibly a requirement of Eidei Kiyum for Kinyan Sudar. Again, the Rambam Shita happens to be in other Rishonim as well, but not all Rishonim, not the Ravid and not other Rishonim, but the Rambam and a group. And Reb Chaim certainly understood this, is that Kinyan Sudar is a Kinyan which is less about the action, because the action is either non-existent or purely symbolic, but more about the level of commitment. It's a kinyan that takes place through commitment. That's why the Rambam holds in Perek Chav Tes, so Chasishos, that a katan is mufka mikinyan sudar. Right? The Raiva disagrees, says, Einakol, modim, or whatever, or He says the other one ain't kol malin. He says kinyan arei kekesef l'kol dav. Whatever. The Rambam holds the same thing in Hukas Avadim about a non-Jew, and so on. When it comes to Eidekiyum, the Rambam says in Parakei Hukas Mechira that kinyan, which is kinyan sudar, stam kinyan means kinyan sudar, does not require, says there are people who think that it requires Eidim, and it doesn't. Then the Ravid there adds, Ein hakol modim bazeh, some people think, because the Gemara says in Balavasra, kinyan bifnei shnayim, daf mem, right, the ain't tzorek lomar ksovu. So Bali Tosas jump in, they say, well, kinyan bifnei shnayim just means if he happened to make a kinyan in the presence of two witnesses. Doesn't mean that kinyan requires two witnesses. It's not eidei kiyum, it's eidei biru. In any case, there is a shita out there in the Gaonim, in Chachmei Provence, a shita that they're all referring to, who think that kinyan suda requires eidei kiyum, which works very well with this idea that there's a link between das, a higher level of das, a level of commitment, and eidei kiyum. The fact that we don't go that far in Lahalacha, that the Rambam doesn't go that far, doesn't bother me particularly. It just means that, while it's true that you require a high level of that, but there's no Yetziras HaChalos in Kinyan Sudar. It's just the method of the Kinyan is through the level of Das. Okay, so that far we don't need. But the point is, and this is the way I understand Reb Chaim, other people understand it differently. I don't think it's Mukhrach one way or another in the Chibor, but the way I understood, from Mipi HaShmua, from the Rav, from other sources over the years, is not that the connection is direct. It's a reflection. In other words, for the same reason that you need das and not just ratzon, right? For that very same reason, you need eidei kiyum. Okay? Not that the eidei kiyum serves to raise the level of das. I don't think that that's all they mean, but maybe they also mean that. But as I say, the two come from a common source. What is that common source? The idea that this is a transcendent transaction. It goes beyond the physical transaction, and it creates an effect, right, which is a kind of a davar shemekdusha. Again, if you hold that you need eidei kiyum, even for kinyan sudar, then the chalos part you could drop, and then there really is more of a connection to the das. But we don't pask in that way. The Rambam certainly doesn't pask in that way. The point I'm trying to make is that's what Reb Chaim develops in that piece. So then you would expect that whenever, right, there are these higher das requirements reflecting Yetziras HaChalos, that you'd need eidei kiyum, and when there are not, then there wouldn't. So now the question is, what about the nesuin? So Mipi HaShmua also. So the Rav just happened to mention that Reb Chaim Lemaisa was makbid to have eidei kiyum in the suin, but kind of his heart wasn't really in it. Like, he didn't believe it. He didn't believe that the really is such a requirement, but he was machmir to have it. Not so difficult because my main to be machmir to have it. You really just need eidei yichud. Under the chuppah anyway, you have the eidei kiddushin can serve as the eidei chuppah if it's standing under the chuppah. So what's the real idea here? The idea is, to what extent is chuppah a continuation of kiddushin, a tziras achalos, whether it technically it does or doesn't have chav l'achrini, according to what I'm suggesting, this part is mine, right, or not, right, the kinyan, the tziras, shem, eshesish, that's all achalos. But the eidei kiyum part, right, is going to be limited, the eidei kiyum is going to be limited to that part. It's not going to apply to the matir, the hasara sa'ikuv, right? The maisa de mimela, or the symbol of ishus, etc. So that's why. Now again, the Rishonim, I'm only aware of one source in the Rishonim that is explicit about this question, and that is the one I gave you in the Mar Makomos, the Tosas Riyaz Zakein in Kiddushin Daf Yudam et Aleph, who says, just derech agav, without fuss or fanfare, that you do require a kiyum in the suit. To me, what's particularly striking, and that's where the Or Sameach point of departure is, that while the Rambam, is not shy about repeating the requirement of Eidei Kiyum in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, right? And that is, as I say, one of the two components of pre-Matan Torah, of the distinction to pre-Matan Torah. And he repeats it again, Paragimel, every time he mentions the Darkei HaKiddushin, right, Kesef Shtar and Bia, in Paragiyud Hilchos Ishus, which is where the Brahmins begins to speak about Nisuin, just as I made the deal before, you know, that he doesn't have a halacha to correspond to Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph about the requirement of Das. Even more striking is that throughout his discussion of Nisuin, there's never any mention of Eidei Kiyum. Mentions it in Gittin, he mentioned it earlier several times in Kiddushin, it's absent completely in Chuppah. Now, if you put that together with the Rambam's view, you know, of Das, and, right, his different treatment of Ketana Shenisei Shalol Das Aviyah and Ketana Sheniskadsha Shalol Das Aviyah, right, a certain pattern, certainly if you also want to add, you know, the role of Rotzani, if you hold that, when I mentioned the Rav said the name Reb Chaim, not my suggestion that that's limited, you know, Dafka to Gittin. What emerges in any case, cumulatively, is that the Rambam is treating Nisuin in a fundamentally different way than he's treating Kiddushin. Right? Unlike the Tosas Riyaz Zaken, even unlike the Avnei Nezer and the, again, because the Avnei Nezer and the Or Sameach are dealing with the question, and totally understandably, you know, by zeroing in on the factor of Chav Lachrini and its practical implications. From what I understand, Reb Chaim dealt with the question in terms of, oh, is Chuppah, you know, Yetziras HaChalos, or does it play a different role? I'm just trying to explain how to fill in, how to explain Chav Lachrini, and so on. Okay? Now, of course, in light of that, the question of Das, you know, Ha'ish or Ha'isha, one or both, requiring Eidei Kiyum, takes on greater significance as well. That's kind of the, you know, the confluence, if you will, right, of those two topics. Okay, so this question, I'm just going to take one more minute, also affects two or three other issues, which we'll pick up with tomorrow. Shlichus, Tanai, and getting back to that sugya again of Hara, which is based on Eid Adam Boel, you know, Elam Kondaito al Gemar Bia. So the Or Sameach himself, in Perek Yud HaChasishus, in that long piece, transitions from a discussion of Eidei Kiyum to the question of Tanai and Shlichus. And mostly, again, you know, he's being a very, strict constructionist in the Gemara, which is totally fine. That's default what one should be. So he basically says, listen, you know, kol she'yeshno b'shlichos she'yeshno b'tanai. That's a Gemara in Ayin Dalad, Omer Aleph in Ksuvis. So the question of whether or not there's shlichos in Chuppah, you know, and the question whether there's a tanai in Chuppah, Ar Haba Hatalia. And that's his analysis. However, I think, again, if we take the other perspective, namely the perspective that the status of Chuppah in these issues, right, also depends on how we perceive the relationship between the two phases, and whether or not this is a continuation, and therefore is characterized also in terms of a new part of the Chalos, or it's more Maisa de Mimela and a Matir or a Hafka Sa'ikuv. Those are also different things. They might be Mechalek. Then that also may affect how we look at the question of Tanai, of Shlichus, and of the relationship between them. Now, the question of Tanai in particular is not, should not be confused with the discussion of the Gemara there, whether Yesh Tanai ben Nisuin or Ein Tanai ben Nisuin. That's a case where the Gemara says, if you're Mekadesh al Tanai, and then before implementing the Tanai, you go to the next phase, to the phase of the Nisuin, so the question is whether there's a kind of an implicit Mechila on the Tanai. Even then, that gets you involved in the whole question of you know, can you be mochel l'tanai without any kiyum? Right, bitul l'tanai, that's the discussion, part of the discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid that I mentioned in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Ishus. Again, halacha chaf, either aleph or chaf gimel, I keep forgetting which one it is, but one of the two. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what the Or Sameach and the others are talking about. What they're talking about is whether or not the Kiddushin is gone and done. It was B'tanai or Shalom B'tanai. It doesn't make a difference. It was done properly. And now the question is, on phase two, the husband wants to implement the Nisuin, but he wants to impose a T'nai. I'm going to go ahead with the Nisuin, Almanas, etc. Can you do that or not? So again, the background is that the Gemara says that Chalitza, right, doesn't have T'nai. Because kol she'eshen b'shlichus, she'eshen b'tanai, kol she'ena b'shlichus, ena b'tanai. You can't impose tnaim on chalitza. Can you impose tnaim on nisu? So again, are we going to look strictly whether or not it's she'eshen b'shlichus, or are we going to try to figure out the nature of chuppa, and also the nature of the relationship between tnai and shlichus? So I want to pick up with that, and then with hara'a, and then with the reigning Mar Makomos of Chuppah as a Kinyan in its own right, the Havamina of the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Chuppah would be Kiddushin, that Shakavataria, the idea of being no-say, having the Chuppah on Shabbos, is that a problem of Kinyan the Shabbos? So I want to finish up with these Mar Makomos, Emir Tashem, tomorrow. Okay.